Masechet Baba Metzia Perek Dalid Mishnah Vav in the last Mishnah we learned that if a coin is worn down, it could be subject to the laws of Ona'ah because it wouldn't actually be worth what it's minted at because of the fact that it's worn down and it lost some of its weight. It wouldn't be worth that amount, so the laws of Ona'ah would apply to it. So if a person got that type of coin in any sort of transaction, he could give it back and he could demand a different coin for a that's the same value. Here we'll talk about how much time he has to give back that coin. Ad matai mutar lehazir, until when is a person allowed to give back a coin that's worn out and demand a refund or demand a different coin in its place? Bakirachim ad kedesh yareh lashulhani, in the big cities, until he has enough time to show a professional money changer who could look at it, person who's familiar with coins, and he could tell the person who has the coin that it was worn down. So he wouldn't have the ability to detect on his own if the coin was worn out. So therefore, we give him enough time to go back, consult with the money changer, and then go back to get a different coin in exchange. In the villages, there are no money changers. There are no professionals who have the ability to detect money. So we say he doesn't have that quick return, but he has until Friday. He has some extra time where he goes to buy food for Shabbat, and he could see if the shopkeeper who he's buying food from is going to accept that coin at face value. If he does, he's in the clear. If not, he'll know that something's up. We just learned that the halakha is a certain way for regular people. Halakha is the same for Hasidim as well, for people who are pious. But they should go lifni mishurat hadin. They should go a little bit above the letter of the law in order to not have any suspicion when it comes to monetary things. Im haya makira, if the person who gave the worn coin recognizes it even after time, even after that allotted time that we just spoke about. If he knows that this is the coin that was in question, then even after 12 months have passed, he should take the coin back and replace it with a new coin. That's the right thing to do. Maybe it's not the halakha, but it's definitely the way people should act, especially Hasidim, pious people. But if he refuses to do so, if the person who gave away that faulty coin, if he doesn't want to accept it back after 12 months, then the person who received the coin only has a complaint against him. He doesn't have a legal claim. It's his fault. He should have done his due diligence in the time that we discussed. Ma'aser sheni is the portion of ma'asrot where a person has to take his produce and eat it in Yerushalayim. If he's living outside of Yerushalayim and it's a burden for him to bring his ma'aser sheni all the way to Jerusalem, he could redeem it with money, put the holiness onto that money, and then bring that money to Jerusalem and spend it on food over there and then eat the food in Yerushalayim. When it comes to Ma'aser Sheni, it can only be transferred onto a minted coin. So the Mishnah here is going to address, is a worn down coin considered to be a minted coin for this purpose or not? Binotena le Ma'aser Sheni, a person could give a worn down coin to Ma'aser Sheni, he'd like to transfer the holiness of the produce onto the coin. Ve'eno Hoshesh, he doesn't have to be concerned, he doesn't have to be nervous that it's considered to be unminted. She'eno Ela Nefesh Ra'ah, if anyone refuses to look at this coin and treat it as an actual coin, they're Nefesh Ra'ah, they're a mean-spirited type of person. There's no problem with this coin. Maybe it's worn down, and it's not exactly its face value, but it's still a coin and it's worth its current weight. So therefore, a person who refuses to accept it is being a tough guy, is being mean, and therefore the Mishnah is criticizing that individual.